This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Bakhmut in the eastern Ukraine has been the focus of Russian attacks for 6 months in the war's longest, bloodiest battle, little known outside Ukraine before the war. It has grown into a symbol of the country's fortitude and perseverance in the face of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian leadership again vowed this week to keep defending Bakhmut, but some observers have warned that holding on to the city could be too dangerous and costly for Ukraine. A court in Moscow has sentenced a student activist to 8.5 years in prison for social media posts criticizing Russia's war in Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
23-year-old Dmitry Ivanov was accused and convicted of spreading false information about the Russian army, which was made a criminal offence under a new law that Russian lawmakers rubber-stamped a week after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. Ivanov's social media posts on his Telegram channel had called Russia's campaign in Ukraine a war and had talked about Russian forces attacking civilians and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. The legislation has been used to prosecute individuals who deviate from the government's official narrative of the conflict that the Kremlin insists on calling a special military operation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Federal Reserve's chief is signaling bigger interest rate hikes than previously said and projected if the economy improves. More from AP Sagar Magani.
Fed's looking for the economy to cool as it fights high inflation. But Chair Jerome Powell says the latest economic data are stronger than expected,
which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Powell's testimony to a Senate panel raises the possibility the Fed will boost its key interest rate by...
That's AP's Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. The four Americans missing in Mexico have been found, AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Two of the Americans missing since they were kidnapped in Matamoros, Mexico last Friday are dead, says an official in Mexico. Two others are alive, though one is wounded. The FBI had been searching with Mexican authorities for the missing Americans. A relative of one of them said they had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck. Shortly after driving into Mexico on Friday, they were caught in the crossfire of rival cartel groups. A video showed them being loaded into the back of a pickup truck by gunmen. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, used water cannon and tear gas against thousands of demonstrators who fear a draft law and so-called foreign agents could hurt the country's effort to join the EU. Georgia's president, who is out of the country, gave her support to the protesters in a video Tuesday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Georgian President Salome Zurabishvili said in a video address on Tuesday that she supports demonstrators who took to the streets after Parliament gave its initial backing to a draft law on foreign agents. Critics say the proposal represents an authoritarian shift. Speaking from New York City, where she's on an official visit, Zurabishvili expressed her intention to veto the law if it crosses her desk. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
The Biden administration is preparing to relax COVID-19 testing restrictions for travelers from China as soon as Friday. That's according to two people familiar with the decision who were not authorized to comment publicly. And they say the administration has decided to roll back the testing requirements as cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are declining in China. And the U.S. has gathered better information about the surge. The restrictions were put in place on December 28th and took effect on January 5th amid a surge of infections in China after the nation sharply eased pandemic restrictions. A contentious judicial overhaul plan that has divided Israel is also tearing at what Israeli Jews see as the country's main unifying force, the military. Some reservists are refusing to show up for duty, and former commanders are defending their actions as a natural response to what they see as an impending change toward autocracy. The talk of defying orders underlines how the overhaul has plunged Israel into an unprecedented crisis and tested its most respected institution. The military has pleaded to be kept out of the public discourse, but it's become central to the debate over what kind of Israel will emerge once the overhaul is carried through. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.